Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Welcome, everyone, to Parenting Through the Coronavirus Pandemic. I think I am on webinar live episode number 33. I have been doing this for quite a while. And let's go out of here. So today, I wanted to cover a topic that parents have been asking me about a lot during this pandemic. How do I motivate my child? And I think this is an interesting question, and the answer has to start at the root, which is the beginning. How does a parent motivate their child? Well, first of all, let's talk about motivation. Motivation is something that should be internal, intrinsic inside of us. So it should be something that we experience. There's still a technical glitch. Hold on. So when we talk about motivation, we have to talk about where it comes from. And really, motivation should come from inside. It is nearly impossible for us to give motivation to someone, if that makes sense. So when we want to motivate our child, it's very hard to do that because you can't give motivation from outside, if that makes any sense. You can't externally hand someone motivation. And sometimes when we're trying to give our child motivation on the outside from an external source, which is us, it looks like bribes, punishments, rewards. If you do X, then you will earn Y. If you don't do X, then you will get punished with Z. And that kind of external motivation puts the focus on the external thing, either the reward or the punishment. And when we want them to have their own motivation, having them focus on what we're rewarding them with or punishing them with is not putting the motivation inside. It's not helping them to become internally motivated. So what we have to do instead is we really have to help our kids to have the motivation internally. How does that work? What does that look like? Well, number one, we have to ask them in a given situation, we have to ask them what they want to get out of a situation. So let's take the example of schoolwork. Hi, Laura. If we think about schoolwork with our kids, how do we help them to be motivated to do their schoolwork? Well, we could reward them by saying, if you do your schoolwork, then we'll watch a movie. Or you could punish them by saying, if you don't do your schoolwork, I'm taking away your Xbox. But that puts their focus not on their schoolwork, but on what they're getting or avoiding, what they, you know, the end prize or result, so to speak. So that's not good, and that's not helpful. A better approach would be to talk with our child and say, okay, you have this schoolwork that has to be done. We're in this quarantine. Your school is closed. You still have to do your schoolwork. How do you envision this working out? What do you hope to get out of it? Maybe they hope to just get through school the best they can. If so, that's a reasonable thought, a reasonable goal. Maybe they want to get an A in their class. If so, reasonable goal. Maybe some schools I know are doing pass-fail for this marking period or this semester. So maybe they just want to not fail their class. Again, a reasonable goal. Maybe they're feeling discouraged and unmotivated, and they don't even have a goal, right? That's the ones, those are the kids we're actually talking about when we talk about how do I motivate my child. Kids who are intrinsically motivated have their own motivation already. We don't need to poke and prod them and spur them along. But those kids who are lacking in motivation, those are the ones who need our help. But we can't give them motivation from an external source, meaning us. We have to help them to figure out what is going to be motivating for them. So here's another example. I was talking with a colleague yesterday, and she said that her daughter was lacking in motivation. Their school decided to give no grades this marking period, not even pass-fail, just nothing. So that really, really makes it hard to stay motivated if you know you're not even gonna, this isn't even really technically counting on your report card. So what is the motivation? Well, at that point, the real motivation is to learn the material, which should actually be the true motivation whenever we have this, whenever we have school, that should be the motivation, right? To deeply connect to the material that we're learning. Unfortunately, our antiquated school system has kind of squashed that kind of intrinsic motivation, the joy of learning. So it's a little bit challenging, but when they take the extrinsic reward of the grade away, it makes it even harder for kids to go back or go to that love of learning as the motivation for school. But let's take another example. So this colleague who I'm talking about, her daughter was is lacking in motivation for school, which she's struggling with. She's missing her friends. She's not exercising. And then when she gets to the end of the day, she's got too much energy and she can't fall asleep. So now her sleep is being impacted. And so my friend was trying to, suggest different things for her daughter. Maybe you want to take a walk with the dog. Maybe you want to do some yoga. Maybe you want to ride your bike, you know, helping her to figure out things that she can do to exercise, to burn energy so that when it's time to go to bed, she actually wants to go to bed. or she's, you know, feels ready to go to sleep. But nothing she suggested was working. Her daughter would say, yeah, I'll do that later, but then she wouldn't do it. And then the day would end and she'd be wide awake at night. So I shared with her an app that I knew about called Woof Trax, WOOFTRAX. This is a walking app for your phone that connects you to a local animal charity. In my case, it connects us to our local animal shelter. So for every mile or whatever you walk, it donates money to the local animal shelter. So I told my friend about this and said, perhaps your daughter might enjoy walking the dog with this Woof Trax app. And she said, oh my gosh, my daughter loves animals. So she might actually enjoy the idea or knowing that her walking is supporting animals who are in need. So she texted me yesterday afternoon. We talked in the morning. She texted me yesterday afternoon to tell me that she told her daughter about this app and her daughter was so excited about it. She reached out to her close friends and they're all going to get together, not together together, but they're all going to collectively walk with this app on their phone, either together, you know, on the same street or just by themselves, but they're going to walk as a group effort and they're going to raise money for the local animal shelter. And she was so, her daughter is so excited to do this. And so, I will tell you in one second, she's now so motivated. So the app is called Woof Trax, WOOFTRAX. And I have it on my iPhone. I don't know if it's an Android app, but it's definitely on the iPhone. So this girl now has not only found new inspiration for movement and exercise, but she's created a way for her friends, for her to be connected to her friends through a joint effort to raise money for animals at an animal shelter. I mean, this snowballed into so much more than I ever could have imagined. And my friend is feeling good because her daughter is now motivated and the daughter is excited because she has a common goal to work on with her friends to stay connected when they can't be together. It just turned into so much more than I ever could have imagined. And so now her daughter is intrinsically motivated to exercise. Where day after day, she was just sitting around, having trouble finding the motivation to get up and move. Now she's excited and she has a purpose and a mission. Where when the mom was trying to give her the motivation externally, how about if you walk? How about if you do yoga? Why don't you take a bike ride and then get back to your schoolwork? Nothing was working because that's an extrinsic thing, and extrinsic rewards, punishments, and motivation do not work, especially in the long term. They might work for a short amount of time, but they don't work in the long term. So by giving her this app, and she's passionate about animals, and she knows that she can do this and help animals, she's now taken the motivation inside of her. So now she's got intrinsic motivation to do the exercise to help animals. So I've had a lot of parents over the past few weeks asking me, how do I motivate my child? And the answer is, you cannot effectively motivate your child in the traditional extrinsic external way. You have to get creative and see if there's a way that your child can stir up the motivation from inside, as in the example of this girl with the Woof Trax app. So when you're trying to think about how to motivate your child, think about what matters to them, what sparks their curiosity, what sparks their passion, what gets them excited, and see if you can hook into that or help them to hook into that in some way to help them to be motivated to do whatever it is they're needing to do. So that's really what I wanted to share with you. And then if you have any questions, you can post them in the chat. And if you have any stories you want to share, I'd love to hear them. You can comment below in the video, or you can send me an email if you're watching this on the replay of the webinar. I would love to help you figure out how to weave motivation into your home. And Laura said, I just told my daughter who loves animals and wants to be a vet. Thanks. Laura, you'll have to tell me what she thinks about it. Because it's here in the U.S., I would imagine it's probably an app that's available to you in Canada as well. And I would love to hear what she comes up with. Wouldn't it be fun if she got together with her friends, wherever they are in their homes, and they collectively walked together or separately, but worked towards a goal of helping animals? It's a pretty cool idea. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. I hope that you all make this a fabulous day for yourselves, and I will see you here same time tomorrow. Bye. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.